Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
What does the fox say? Foxy. Foxy. Yeah, Jimmy. Fox. Foxy. Yeah. Foxy. Foxy.
That's scary.
Is that a problem?
Can we get human resources on or someone, something? Okay, so Brisbane Broncos this week, what a signing. The announcement of this young bloke, only 18 years of age. Gerd's joked before that the great Shane Webke would have fallen off the tractor or tipped the tractor over when he heard about Payne Haas's deal. 6 years, $3.4 million. But it doesn't stop there. So the Brisbane Broncos, as we know at the moment, they've got this terrific crop of kids coming through. Jermaine Asako's one.
Mate, sensational.
The Roosters have been chasing him. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he'll be one of the next to sign. Tevita Pangai Jr.
Yes, beautiful.
Is another. I think he's staying at Red Hill. Jaden Sewer is another.
Goodness.
I think he's staying as well. And Matt Lodge has agreed to a two-year deal. It hasn't officially been registered by the NRL yet, but I can't see why it won't. So great times for Wayne Bennett and the Brisbane Broncos up there at the moment.
Is it true hoops that they're trying to get their roster together so when Wayne moves on in 2019 and Desi comes in, they're sorted?
I think they'd still like a halfback. I think they'd still deal.
They'd have to be in the market for a seven, wouldn't they?
They are for sure, yeah. Now they're looking for an organising number seven. I know Riley Jacks was linked to the Brisbane Broncos recently.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think it was actually a fair way down the track, and then Wayne Bennett might have actually stepped in and said, no, I don't want to go down that road, because they're only going to sign him for 12 months.
Yeah.
So they've obviously got something bigger picture in mind.
Speaking of bigger questions, just a question without notice to you, Hoops. So the Wayne Bennett, he signed to 2019. I read that he had asked for an extension to end of 2020. That's been knocked back.
Yeah, he's asked for an extension. I think he asked for extension a while ago. But he's also put a proposal to the board where he moves into a position, let's call it general manager, similar to what Phil Gould does out at the Penrith Panthers. And that Jason Demetrio, his assistant coach at the Broncos at the moment,
he's had some success,
becomes
for a lot of grades,
the head coach. So he's put that proposal to the board, probably going back about a month now, Tone, but they haven't moved that quickly on it, which makes me think that there's still a lot going on behind the scenes from a Brisbane Broncos power broker's point of view. We know they made that play for Craig Bellamy. You keep hearing Anthony Seibold's name linked to the club. Ivan Cleary got tossed up recently as well. I think there is a lot going on behind the scenes, and I'm not sure they're settled yet on who's going to be their coach beyond when Wayne does finish, which will definitely be as head coach at the end of next year.
Okay.
The Dogs and David Clemmer. Uh-huh. So it's been all over the headlines for the last 4 or 5 days. I know the Bulldogs are on the front foot this morning. Their CEO, Andrew Hill, saying hands off, absolutely no uncertain terms. David Clemmer is staying at the Bulldogs long term. Look, the reality is he is signed for next season and the year after, but as we know in rugby league, contracts often aren't worth the paper that they're written on, as Gerds draws a nice little doodle on this paper in front of us. And contracts often aren't worth the paper that they're written on, Tome. So I just get the feeling that I know the Newcastle Knights are monitoring this situation really closely. They haven't come in. They haven't offered David Clemmer anything. But if David Clemmer did want to make the move north to Newcastle, there would be upwards of $750,000 a season as a contract sitting there for him.
Why must that be
enticing.
Absolutely. But why would the Bulldogs be so fervent about it? As you said, they're straight on the front foot saying he's our forward leader. He's the guy we're putting our faith in. He's staying hands off.
Well, because he's a current New South Wales and Australian front row.
And I know that their desire.
No, you're talking about the salary cap.
Yeah, why would they go in the media and do that if it's not the case? Do you think they desperately want him, but you're not sure whether he wants to be there?
I think, of course, Canterbury want him to stay. The Bulldogs want him to stay. And everything that we've seen from Dave publicly up until now says that he wants to stay as well. But we've all been around rugby league long enough to understand that often there's things going on behind the scenes that not everyone's privy to. And I just get the feeling that I know Newcastle, they're really cashed up. And they have absolutely got him identified as their number one target with a bullet. He's the man that they want as their gun middle forward. And if they can somehow manoeuvre it, Nathan Brown's already asked Lynn Anderson. He's already asked Chris Anderson. They laughed at him. This is a funny story. They bumped one another. Brownie had been down in Sydney for something. And he was on the way back up the F3. And he's pulled into the last little service station truck stop before you get back on. And he's bumped into Lynn and Chris Anderson. at the same joint. They were going up the coast with their grandkids. And he said, oh, listen, I know you guys are a bit of a jam salary cap wise. Don't suppose you want to get rid of David Clemmer. And Chris Anderson just laughed. You played under Opie.
Yeah. You
were
you would
the
have seen the funny
goal,
side of that.
He's got a great sense of humour.
Just said, no, it won't be happening. So we've seen again from their CEO in the paper today that they don't want it to happen and they want David Clemmer to be at the Bulldogs. But it's a tough road at the Bulldogs at the moment.
Well, speaking of the Bulldogs, I see Brett Morris. Is the Roosters thing a happening thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
New David Jones food hall in Bondi Junction? Is that where I'll be looking at Brett?
Is that where you hang out?
Yeah, just getting some nice.
He might find you in silk ties and haberdashery. But,
I'm free!
haberdashery.
Brett Morris, absolutely. So this is a really astute piece of recruiting from the Sydney Roosters. So Blake Ferguson leaves. Look, he got a terrific deal with the Eels. Yep. But if they'd wanted to keep him, they probably would have had to pay $500,000, $600,000 a season to keep Blake. Now, instead, they've got this seasoned international in Ryan Hall, the England international.
Tell us a little about him, Hoops.
He's big, a prolific. He's a big unit. He's big, a weapon. He's not as strong. He's not as tall as Wendell, but he's a similar
he's
build.
A world-class
he's
probably about finisher. 6 foot. 31.
He's 31 years of age. He's won 6 premierships with the Rhinos over there. The Rhinos are going average in the UK Super League at the moment, but he's just a prolific. How many tries has he scored?
Has he played a few tests?
He's played 100%, 30 plus.
He's been a mainstay, He's been a mainstay.
In terms of, as a POM, he's a big name.
Okay.
And he's experienced. And then fancy getting Brett Morris as well. So basically, for the money that they would have spent on Blake Ferguson, probably a tick over, I think the Brett Morris deal will be announced in the middle of next week. And what a pickup for them, because James Tedesco will be in Origin again next year, injury provided. Mm. And so they've got a perfect foil in terms of somebody who can fill in at fullback, fill in on the wing.
Where's Tupou? He's just signed a recent deal too, didn't he? So
I don't know if he just signed recently, but he's certainly signed for next season.
I don't know about you, Del. I think he's had a really good year. I know he's been injured a lot, but I know he lost his spot for New South Wales a couple of years ago. But I tell you what, he seems to be playing better than ever.
Yeah, Tupou, just his confidence. We know how good he is in the air, but just his decision-making sometimes. But he's done well, and he's back getting back to that where he's was a representative player, you know?
All right, Hoops. Well done. One of the best of What Does the Fox Say?